This is The Way of Fairness. My name is Stephen Childs. This podcast is on Gnosticism. When I was a boy, me and my friends, we came up with this game, and we called it King of Bunkers Hill. So that we found a pile of dirt at a construction site. They was building a house, and they had a big pile of dirt. And so somebody would be on top of the pile of dirt at the top. And so we would try to get the guy on top, knock him down, and then we'd take the position of being on top. And so it was more like just something that we learned from. We didn't really play it anymore because, it got rough, you know, and it was not a good game to play. So we stopped doing it. And that's like Gnosticism. So before Christianity began, they had some people who realized that the God of the Old Testament, like Deuteronomy, for example, was a tyrant, and that there was some bad stuff being said toward other people and so forth. And so they came up with this imaginative mythology to refute that God. And they defined him as being the laughingstock. So where he says, I'm the only God and don't have any other God above me, and his mom shows up, God's mom, and she says to this young wannabe ruler God that you're wrong, my son, the Father's above you. And they call that the blasphemy of Jehovah, where he claimed to be the only God. And that's like the King of Bunkers Hill. So somebody's at the top, and they don't want you getting on top of the pyramid. It's like a pyramid. They don't want anybody else there, just him or just them. And this is actually the way this plays out. It's like politics. It's like world domination. It's like human behavior. Carl Jung said the Gnostics were the first psychiatrists. I became interested in Gnosticism a long time ago, and when I'd find something mainstream that had the word Gnostic in it, I was always interested and looked into it. So this is how I found Philip K. Dick, the science fiction writer. I was in the Book of the Month Club, and they had this book called the Valis Trilogy, and it's by Philip K. Dick. I'd never heard of him. And it said that it was Gnostic in its basis or whatever. And so I ordered that book, and there was a few years later, several years later, they came out with Star Trek V. It was the original actors, Leonard Nimoy, William Shatner, etc. And Star Trek V, I didn't know it, but it was Gnostic. When I saw it, I knew it was. In that one, they want to go to the center of the universe where God, the most powerful God, is. And it's Spock's brother that knows about it. And when they get there, he's actually tyrannical. And Captain Kirk says, excuse me, God, what does God need with the starship? Because this particular wannabe God wanted the starship to get away from the black hole he was stuck in so he could rule the entire universe, or the entire solar system, and I mean galaxy, and so forth. So Spock agrees with Kirk, about it, and this false god zaps Spock and practically, I think it killed him, and then later on it comes back in that series, fictional series. So this story from the original Gnostic idea has been around for a long time prior to Christianity, and human culture has been doing that since day one. You have different tribes, and they have their particular god of their tribe, and they have their war god, and so they conquer the other tribes by devotion to their god. And they thought that, you know, people back then thought that God created the earth in 6 days or whatever, or they thought that they thought that Brahma created everything. And so that's mythology. And in my experience, I looked into Hindu and Buddhism, practiced meditation. I was interested in the Tao Te Ching, Zen Buddhism, more than I was in Gnosticism. And as a result of that practice, I had a Kundalini awakening, and there was this, I was able to defeat my fear of evil somehow. And when I did that, I felt this energy in my body. It was moving around, and it moved up to my head, to my mind, and it had, there was these sounds and that it made in my mind. I could hear, and it slowed down like a million times, and it was some numbers. So it gave me the idea that I had just received a lot of information, volumes. And it was a really amazing experience. And I've heard of a few people that have had similar experiences. And more recently, I had an experience with Ananda Mahima, a guru from India that died in 85, I think it was. And I've found that other people have had experiences with her involved too. And so there's something real about what we're experiencing. And my explanation is it's extraterrestrial, because I'm atheist. Other people think it's God or a messenger of God or whatever. So I started having precognitive dreams, and I started to becoming more telepathic with these beings that I can't see, and they masquerade as being other people now. And because I won't surrender to this God Almighty power, I keep hearing recently that I better stop, you better stop doing this, you know. It's like, you better surrender. But I'm not going to. I'm not going to stop, and I'm not going to surrender. So I was given this dream years ago that there was an alien group, they got lost or trapped. And so they were trying to control humans to solve their problem. By keeping us under their control, that solved their problem. It was like they lived through us vicariously or something. And that's matching my experience, because I'm hearing telepathically, and they're personating the people that are around. And they have a power over the people. And they're trying to have power over me, and I won't give up. And I don't think I'm the only one that hasn't given up to them. But so what if I am? Doesn't matter. I'm not giving up. And more recently, I had a dream that it looked like the modern day Jesus pictures we have, and he was a being standing above the floor in my bedroom, and he was saying, I'm the Lord, and you have to surrender to me now. And it felt like there was many people with him, and it was them. They want me to surrender to him. And I said, no, I'm practicing Buddhism, and we don't look for anything outside of ourself. We don't look for answers outside of ourself. That kind of thing. So that image vanishes, and beside where it was, there's an image of the modern-day representation of Satan, and it put severe pain in my arm. And the pain woke me up, and I thought, that was a very strange dream. And so I was thinking, get out of my house, get out. You're not welcome here. So just before I made the podcast, and I want to tell you that I had great difficulty in getting the computer to work. It's like there's this sabotage energy that stops me from going forward, but I don't give up. And I keep working at it until I win the fight. It's a mind fight. And I go ahead and continue with what I want to do. So before I got the computer working right, I had to restart it, and there was a toggle that I noticed was showing red, so I clicked on that, and it now it works. I recently updated it, and I suppose I found something that wasn't set up right. But anyway, there's always an explanation for all this stuff. So then, just before I got started, I was telling these other beings telepathically, I'm not going to stop and I'm not going to give up, because they keep telling me they're trying to get me to surrender, and I won't. So then my friend, I have a friend, spirit friend too, that said, well, why doesn't Jesus give up? He doesn't have to give up. Jesus isn't. So they were comparing, Jesus isn't giving up, so Steve doesn't have to give up either. So now I'm going back to the dream about the aliens that were trying to keep the humans under control. In that dream, the beings that gave me the dream, they must be more advanced or more powerful. And they were telling me about these lower level aliens that were trying to control the humans. And so the higher level aliens, they told me that it was a war, and that the lower level aliens were going to stop fighting against us, or against me, against my people, and we were going to guide them, and that's why they were willing to not keep my people, me and my people, under control. And I didn't have any idea what the guidance would be, but since I came up with the recent the way of fairness, that's the guidance that they need, is to not do each other wrong, not do us wrong. They're totally forgiven. Whatever they've done in the past to humans, they're totally forgiven. We don't care what it was. It's not our business, as long as they'll agree to not do us wrong anymore. So that's where I'm at with that dream. And since I have precognition, I know there's something real about these dreams. I've told people about them, and they say, Steve, they're not dreams. But I call them dreams, precognitive dreams. So, going back to Gnosticism, I can just imagine that the people 2,000 years ago were fighting against these same alien that were trying to keep us under their control. They want us to think they're God, you know. And even like, say, an atheist might, a person could be an atheist, but still they surrender to something bigger than them. My position is we're equal. We're all the same. There's not anything bigger than anybody else. All forms of life are equal. So I keep fighting this mind fight telepathically, and eventually they give up and they quit tormenting me. I won't be hearing that I have to stop. They'll stop saying that because they know it won't ever work. Then they'll come up with some other tactic to try to get me to give up, and I won't ever give up. So, like I was saying, we don't want vengeance. We don't want to punish anybody who's been trying to rule us. We just want them to stop. and we want them to stop doing us wrong. That's the deal. Have a great day.